Surrender Audiobooks presents this unabridged recording of Just Crazy! Just Crazy! Written by Andy Griffiths and read by... Who's it read by? Where's the page with... Who wrote it? Who read it? It's me. It's read by me. Read by Steve Williams. Oh, God, it's crazy in here. There must be a better way than peeling. Peeling sucks. It really sucks. Sucks? Sucks! That's it! Sucking is the answer! I can use our new vacuum cleaner to suck this stupid band-aid off. Our old vacuum cleaner broke recently and Mum and Dad replaced it with a new super powerful model. It's so powerful it can practically suck dust off the surface of the moon. Not that I've actually tried yet, but I bet it could. The band-aid won't stand a chance. All I have to do is wave the vacuum cleaner near it and the band-aid will be off in a second. No peeling, no pain, no nothing. Just one quick suck and it'll all be over. I go to the hall cupboard and get the vacuum cleaner. It's huge. I drag it into the bathroom and plug it in. I take the brush off the end of the nozzle. I don't want anything getting in the way of its sucking power. I switch it on. The noise is incredible. It sounds like it's powered by a jet engine. I better concentrate. It's a tricky job because I have to use the mirror to guide the nozzle into position. And the nozzle is so long I can't get as close to the mirror as I'd like to. I guide the nozzle close to the band-aid. I can feel the band-aid lifting, but not quite separating from my cheek. I go a bit closer. Still not working. I can't understand it. It should have pulled the band-aid free by now. Maybe there's something blocking the nozzle. I pull it away from the band-aid and look into the end, but I can't see anything. It's too dark. I put it up closer to my eye, and closer, and just a little bit closer. My eye! Help! The vacuum cleaner is stuck on my eye! It's sucking my eyeball out of its socket. The pain is incredible. It's worse than paper cuts, tongue cuts, and whacking your thumb with a hammer all put together. It's got to be worse than even being boiled alive, burnt at the stake, or being stretched out in the desert covered with honey and eaten by ants. It's even worse than peeling off a band-aid. Well, maybe not quite that bad. But you know what I mean! And it's not just painful, it's potentially fatal. It can suck my eyeball right out of its socket. And my eyeball is connected to my brain. It could suck that out as well. Which would be even worse because my brain is connected to everything else. Any moment now, the whole inside of my body could be sucked out of my head. Oh, I've got to act. Fast. Now. Right now. I stretch my leg out and click the off switch. The noise dies down. I pull the nozzle away from my eye and sit down on the side of the bath to catch my breath. Right. That's it. Enough mucking around. The vacuum cleaner is not the solution. The band-aid is too well stuck. I'm just going to have to do it by hand. I grab the band-aid in the middle, pinch it as hard as I can, and rip! There! It's off! That wasn't so bad. Hardly hurt a bit. The trick to these things is just to get them over and done with as fast as possible. I put the band-aid into my pocket. That could come in handy for annoying Jen later on. She hates used band-aids. She thinks they're disgusting. Especially when they turn up in her sandwiches. I stand up and look in the mirror. It's amazing. 6 months and all that's left is a faint pink rectangle with a grey gummy outline. No scar, nothing, just skin. Normal, perfectly healed skin. Oh no. I don't believe it. The band-aid is gone and my cut is healed, but now I have a big red and black nozzle ring around my left eye. It's sort of a combination of a bruise and a blood blister. I can't have my photo taken like this. What am I going to do?